Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Sometimes it's as simple as choosing one thing. Today, I was reading the readings, and I gotta be honest, I was kind of overwhelmed. First, it's the memorial of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. Then the first reading was in Galatians, all about Paul and Barnabas and them kind of correcting each other in the right way of the gospel. And then the Psalms was all about go out and proclaim the word to the world. And then the Alleluia was you are an adopted son of God. And then the gospel was, Lord, how do I pray? And then they go through the Our Father. And I was sitting overwhelmed. I'm like, wow, what are you trying to tell me here? So I shut down. I just turned off. You all know I read the readings on my phone. So I put my phone down and I sat with God and I said, okay, Lord, I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me today. And I heard, choose one. And I sat for a while and I went through everything and I went through things, you know, of course, my day came into play. And then he puts on my heart, you didn't read the optional readings for Our Lady of the Rosary. So I went back to my phone, clicked on the optional readings, and it was clear as a bell. How? Well, you all know, or maybe you don't, maybe you're just listening to this for the first time, but you all know that I'm going to be working on putting together an audio version of the Rosary, all of the mysteries for the distracted person, so that you can actually meditate instead of reciting the Rosary. I'm super excited because this weekend I'm going into the studio to record it. And I spoke to the guy yesterday, and I know that I have to put it down on paper over the next few days. And it rang clear to me that today is the day, the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. And of course, I read the readings, and it was all about Mary saying yes. And so I sat there and I thought, yeah, it's all about the Rosary today. That's my one choice. So I'm going to pray every single mystery and, of course, write down all of the things that I'm going to put in this audible, distracted rosary recording and pray my way through it with Mary and Jesus. Just choose one thing to work on today. Maybe because it's the rosary, you can try that too. Maybe it's not all of the mysteries that you pray. Maybe you just truly take time and sit with the rosary and meditate without your mind going in many directions and just focus on the mysteries. Today is the glorious mysteries, beautiful mysteries, right? Of the resurrection, the ascension, the Holy Spirit, and of course, Mother Mary and her assumption into heaven and then being called and coronated Queen of Heaven and Earth. What a beautiful day to meditate on those glorious mysteries. So maybe that's a choice that you can make today to thank and spend some time with Jesus for all that he did for us, the miracle of his resurrection, and also Mary for giving her yes as we read in the optional readings, the Magnificat, her fiat to God. Yes, through the angel, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. It was amazing how he spoke to me in a way where I was like, I don't know what you want me to do today, Lord. What is with these readings? They're all over the place. And then the minute I stopped, quieted my mind, asked him again. I hear choose one. I'm still confused. And then he says, you didn't read the optional readings. And so not only is it a beautiful choice for what I should do today, but it's actually a part of my ministry and what I'm supposed to be working on for this weekend. And I didn't have that necessarily on my list for today. I just knew I had to have it done in the next couple of days. He gave me my choice to focus on today. And what a perfect day on the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. Wow. God speaks to us when we allow him to. When we shut down the world, when we choose to spend that time with him, when we choose to love him, when we choose to worship him, we have to spend time with God. It is the first commandment. It's unjust not to spend time with God. And when I say spend time with him, I'm not talking about talking to him. I'm speaking of sitting with him, loving him, and thanking him for all of the blessings he has bestowed on us. He really does deserve that time. He really does desire our love and our appreciation. He really does want to give us those beautiful consolations of his voice, his will, his peace, his love, his joy, whatever healing that we are needing in our lives, he desires to give them to us. So let's choose today and every day to make time to sit with God, the Holy Trinity, to pray with Mary, to ask Saint Joseph to protect us from demons and distractions and lies and anger of the world, to shut the world out, to call on our guardian angel to protect us, to guide us, to lead us, to inspire us, to encourage us. And let's ask for the Holy Spirit to come into our prayer, to enlighten our minds and soul, and to help us pray. Let's also call on all the other holy angels and holy saints to come around us, circle around us, to pray with us. That's what happens in Mass, and that's what we can have in our own homes. So let's choose to spend some time with God today. Let's also maybe choose, whether you're Catholic or not, to pray the Rosary and meditate on it. Truly pray it, not just do it, not just say it, not just check it off the box, but to truly put ourselves in Mary's shoes and feel the mysteries, put ourselves in the moment, feeling the heat of the desert, the sand and the grit on our sweaty faces, the tears rolling down our cheeks as we hear the word from Mary saying that Jesus isn't in the tomb. All of the mysteries for today with the glorious mysteries, or whatever mysteries you want to pray, you don't have to pray the ones that are today. Let's take that time and choose to love God, because love is not a feeling. Love is a choice. Have a blessed and inspired day. I love you all so much. Take care.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation? But not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.